The resident pastor of the Kanishi district of the Church of Pentecost, Reverend Dr. Daniel Ochewoka, has called on Ghanaians to unite and develop a common goal of preserving the peace and stability of the nation ahead of the polls. He said politics does not mean division or fighting one another. Reverend Dr. Ochewoka reminded all that what Ghana needs is consensus building for a good leader endorsed by God to be chosen to govern the nation. He was speaking to Radio Ghana on the sidelines of the dedication of a new building for the Kanishi district of the Church of Pentecost in Accra. Jonathan Thompson has more.
Reverend Dr. Daniel Ochewoka encouraged Ghanaians to have a united purpose and understand the true meaning of politics. He said it is God who ordains a national leader and not humans who resort to violence and chaos.
What I want to implore to my fellow Ghanaians, this year is an election year, is to understand that we are all one people. We are one nation. Politics does not mean we should fight against or amongst ourselves. Politics does not mean we should insult one another in the name of getting or achieving power. That is not the way we get power. But if we are united, if we know the vision, the objective of this country, Ghana, and then we come together, whoever the Lord has ordained for this country, we'll definitely win the election. If we have this understanding, we wouldn't fight. We were able to achieve what you are all seeing today because we're united. Because people could have a sense of belonging, knowing and adhering to the policy and the vision of the church.
The completed multi-purpose building for the Kanishi district of the Church of Pentecost was constructed at the cost of about 1,788,290. Cities. It started in 2003 with the purpose of establishing an ultra-modern edifice that will serve as a center for the youth to know God more and be attracted into the life of godliness. Reverend Dr. Ochewoka explains.
The most important thing is that even though we have done this magnificent work, is to raise God-fearing worshippers, Christians, who will dedicate their lives to God, be committed to Him. The future for me is to develop God-fearing Christians who are dedicated, who are committed to serve God, to serve this nation, and to contribute their quota to our society, to impact life. A lot of people have complained and blamed Christendom for not changing society. So what are we doing? And this is our goal. This is our vision.
The two-story building is well furnished with air-conditioned sets, offices, a large auditorium, among others. A member of the National Peace Council and chairman of the Church of Pentecost, Apostle Dr. Opoku Onyina, graced the occasion with a sermon on understanding the concept of righteousness.
When Christ Jesus came, He offered Himself once for all, and what He did has become a better covenant for us. And through it, now we can approach the throne of grace without fear and in confidence. If you are able to accept Jesus as your Lord and then obey Him, hearing and obeying the Lord's voice. So if you hear and you don't obey, you will not receive what God wants to give you. But obedience brings the blessings. So if you understand the Bible and understand the ways of God, you approach God as your Father, because you can approach Him directly.